inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
We check in on our garlic in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us on the line for this week's edition is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
It's going to be getting a little wet this weekend, so you might want to check things out, make sure that things don't get soggy, right?
Yeah, it is time. I certainly am, looking forward to good, moist, sounds like, as you say, a wet weekend, to really soak the ground. We need it. The creeks are very low. The ground is very dry. It's been great. I have, I'm about halfway through my own garlic harvest. I plan to finish it through this weekend. And this is fairly normal time. Usually try to get it out of the ground around August 1st or approaching that time. And it's really, with this weather, last year, July was extremely wet, and it was really pushing hard to get it out, because the concern is that the skins on the garlic, when they get wet, once the garlic is mature, that they start to rot off. And if we wait too long, leave the garlic in the ground too long, then when we go to pull it, loosen up and pull it out, that the skins come off or skins disappear, you end up pulling naked garlic. And then it doesn't hold, doesn't last well, doesn't cure well, and we have to use it up very quickly.
With that aside, though, how do you know your garlic is ready to be harvested?
Based on timing, assuming that you can take my word for it, I guess, or looking at the plants. The lower several, two or three leaves should be turning yellow or shriveling up, turning brown. If you left some of the scapes on without removing them, where they were, they came out straight, this is back in about mid-June, came up straight, and then they curled, and then they uncurl. Well, if they are about three-quarters uncurled, or even all the way to straightening back up vertically again, that's another indication of maturity. So it's better to harvest a little early, like I said, because of the skins for long-term storage, than a bit late. And when we get it out of the ground, we have to cure it. We have to take it out gently. Don't knock cloves together. Don't bang them together to knock the dirt off, because that bruises them, which can cause damage and cause fungus issues. But take them out gently, brush soil off them, and find a nice, warm, dry place to hang them up to dry. And leave the whole thing attached. We don't clip off the roots or the tops to start with, because the bulb will pull nutrients out of the green stems for a while as they cure and help them cure longer. So warm being 70 to 80 degrees, I've got mine in my greenhouse, is well ventilated and nice and warm in this, during the daytime, or in a furnace room, or some other good dry spot that they can cure, which takes 2 to 3 weeks to get that moisture out of them.
Now, when we do harvest them, how should we do it? Should we just yank them out by the stems, by the scapes, or should we do something like what we do with the potatoes and reach
them? Yeah, that's really, I've been lucky this year at least. The soil being so dry, I've been able to gently pull many of them out. But yeah, if you're using a digging fork to loosen the soil, once it gets wetter, it's going to be much more difficult to get them out. They'll be better anchored in that more moist soil. So, yeah, we don't want to break loose. If you start pulling on the top, sometimes you'll pull the stem right out of the bulb. And, again, that means that those won't last as well. So we do want to be fairly gentle with this and loosen up the soil, pull them out, and take them, shake them off and get the soil off them. If you want to rinse, I mean, some people do, say if you have a clean bucket of water, you can slosh them in a bucket of water to brush soil off. But again, that is really critical to make sure we get them dried out.
Okay, and any other things that we should keep in mind this weekend in our gardening and in our yard care?
Well, of course, looking at all of a sudden, I've got all these empty boxes and beds. One of my boxes yesterday, I pulled the garlic in the morning, and yesterday evening, I filled it up with seedlings of primroses and blue poppies. But that also means we can, after refertilizing the bed, So again, whether we have some seedlings of lettuce and broccoli and other assorted stuff that ready to go in, I'm also, some beds are getting a cover crop mixture to grow for a month or two. That will get knocked down and for improving the soil. So this is an opportunity to keep planting. I mean, with this nice warm soil, you know, I hate to leave those garden beds empty.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, joins us every Thursday morning during the spring, summer, and very early fall here on Morning Edition.